Blog Talk Radio.
Fantastic.
Well, good morning and welcome. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. It is 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be a brilliant call. We get to choose it. But, you know, one of the things that we have the opportunity to do is we mentor about 20 people every single week. Through that mentoring process, we also get to hear some of the questions that, you know, that people ask us about people that they have in their team that they are in turn encouraging and mentoring and coaching and supporting. So we get to reach out into a lot of people's lives and learn from what it is that people are looking for in order to move their lives forward. And one of the big things that I want to talk about here this morning, I think this will make a big difference to a lot of you, is we hear people say, I have a dream. We've heard that speech. But what if you're one of those people who does not have a dream? You know, you hear people say, we've heard Proverbs that says, without a vision, my people will perish. What if you're one of those people listening to that? In fact, you're one of those people hearing that, and you're saying, well, I don't have a dream. What do I do? You know, so often people start at, I have a dream. Or let's help you bring your vision into reality. You know, people say, let's talk about the whole concept of, let's find, move from nice to necessary to now. In other words, let's move past the things that you think would be nice to the things that will move the very core of your being that you want to bring into being now. You know, when you hear Andrew Carnegie say, if you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energies, and inspires your hopes. You know, when you hear in Proverbs that hope deferred makes the heart sick, you're saying, what am I hopeful for? When dreams come true, there is life and joy. When you read that in Proverbs, you can understand it logically, but you're having a challenge connecting with it emotionally because you're saying, what is that for me? You know, you're saying, what will be my positive obsession? What is it that truly attracts me and compels me and truly does move me? When I look at Accelerate and say, what moves you? And you're not sure that you have the answer to that question. When you're not sure what creates that generative energy that will get you up off the couch consistently and get you out there, what fires you up? What fulfills you and satisfies you? You know, we all know the reasons that people talk about it, but they don't address the answers. You know, we hear people say, well, you know why people have challenges creating a vision? It's because they have been discouraged by others. But that's all well and good if you hear that. You go, yes, I've been discouraged by others, but help me, help me, help me. Help me create a dream that's compelling. You know, they say that people don't create dreams and visions because they've been disappointed and hurt in the past that where they have created dreams. They're going, I get it, I get it, I get it, but help me, help me, help me. You know, people get found and stuck in mediocrity and they get comfortable with settling for average. They're going, I got it, that's where I'm at right now. You got me at this right now, but help me, help me, help me. And that's what this call is going to be about. And one of the things that I truly understood about this, when I was growing up, it was one of those things that I was that kid that always knew what they wanted to do. I truly decided that I wanted to be in business for myself, and it became clearer and clearer as I grew older, but I truly had a vision that became clear as I went along, but I've worked at it. But it's interesting, my brother, I remember when we were in school, he's going, oh, I have no idea what I want to do. I remember when he graduated from college, he wasn't clear what he wanted to do. I remember as he went through early adulthood, he said, I'm trying to find my way and figure out what it is that I want to do. And my brother works as an editor now in the movie industry and as a director. And one of the times I spent a summer with him, and it was interesting to understand when you're when you're the person that's writing, directing, and editing a movie. Many of us think, he said, that this process is something that becomes like a bolt of lightning for somebody. He said, you know, when you hear some of these directors receiving an Oscar, you hear them talking about their movie, you just hear the short sound bites. But Fergal said it was interesting that when you go through that process, he said, you know, directing your dreams is like directing a movie. It takes preparation. It takes work. It takes time. You know, say, well, what is that that can help you make it happen? Well, having coached so many different people through this process, let me give you some practical ideas that can really help to wake up the vision and dream inside of you, to help you move to that compelling idea that's going to make a difference for you. The first myth that I want to help you with is this. A vision for most people is unlike the biblical images where you see a burning bush. It's unlike the images that perhaps you see on TV, which is a bolt of lightning hitting somebody. It's unlike the cartoon characters that you see, where it's a flashing light that suddenly goes off. Yes, some people do have that experience, but that experience is the exception rather than the rule. And the rule would be appropriate for most of us. I include myself in that situation, who are on that call. Steve and I would include ourselves there. A dream is something that we work at. Now, it's not something we work at that struggle and effort. It's something we have fun with. But once you understand the process, you can have fun with this. In a predictable way, you can bring that vision into being. You can create clarity with that vision, and you can learn how to add detail to it daily and actually make it better. It's like that director. One of the things I noticed in the directing process that my brother did was he had his notes with him constantly. And then sometimes ideas would come to him, maybe when he was traveling on the tube in London, you know, he would take it out and you'd see him sketching something out or writing something down. Or maybe would be in conversation, he suddenly would say, hold on a second, something came to my mind, and he'd write something down. In other words, that you're constantly filling in for and creating that vision. In other words, your vision and your focus, part of it, can be on developing the vision. So how do you do it? Well, one of the things that you can do is this. If you look and say, who are some of the people that I admire? So in other words, if you ask yourself throughout history, throughout the current world that we live in today, probably the recent past or the recent present, who are some people that when you hear about them, you're generally attracted to them? In other words, when you hear their story, there's a compelling reason for you to want to find out more about them. In other words, have they been people who have helped other people? Maybe they've been very successful CEOs of a company. Maybe they've been parents that made the difference with other children. Maybe they're people who have given to charities. Maybe the people that have made difference in communities. Who knows what it is that they have done? But you find yourself attracted to them. You know what you want to do? Write this down. The first one you can do is you can read about them. You can go online, perhaps, and you can read about them. You can see if there's a biography or an autobiography written about them. You can perhaps listen to any works that they have done. Or you can, if you can go and meet them. That's a great way to help you to develop your vision by getting around some people and having them share theirs. And maybe pieces of it gels with you and it wakes up something within you. Another thing that you can feel comfortable to do, because I love to do this. You know, I say this many times that I am a different man. My wife would agree that I'm a different person. My family would agree that I'm a different man today than I was 2 years ago, 1 year ago, six months ago. And so much of that is about the experiences that we've had, but the vision that we have for our lives. We feel it's such a blessing to be in a place, to be so intimately involved with so many people's lives, where we feel that we can give a helping hand to those people, that we can give some encouragement to those people, where we get twice as much back. We're twice as much the students as we ever are the teacher. We receive so many blessings back into our lives. And my vision and our vision for that has evolved over time, but you know one of the ways that's done us? Is through prayer. You can pray to God to help you find your purpose. You know, there's a great book that's been written, we call it the Purpose-Driven Life. When you look at that and say, can I pray? We can all pray and be in some still time. And through that prayerful process, through that meditation, we can be open to a vision coming into our mind and into our heart that will help us move, that will help move us. Another thing that we can do is this. We can go out there and actually dream develop. We can start looking at some of the things if we say to ourselves, wow, I'm not sure of some of the things that I'd like to have in my life. You can go to a Barnes & Noble. You can go to a Borders. You can go to the magazine section, and you can start looking around there and see some things that just grab your attention. Start flicking through the pages and maybe find some things, some images that wake up and inspire you. Maybe it's about a home that you would like to live in. Maybe it's a parenting magazine about ways that people are raising their children. Maybe it's a travel magazine about travel that you never thought was possible. Because remember, so many times we're trying to develop our dream and our passion inside the current information that we have inside our heads or the tug that we have upon our heart. Why not go out there and open ourselves to new experience? You can literally go around the world. You can move around so many interests when you just go to the magazine section, those places, and just look. You know, maybe it's around food. You can look at the different food that you could have. Maybe you want to spend more time cooking. Maybe you look and see, wow, you look at different magazines. You see, look what this person has done and their impact upon the world. Look at maybe if you want to get fit. You know, some people realize, you know, what I truly want to do is have the energy in life. Because some of the reasons why we don't create goals, dreams, and aspirations is because we wonder, how would I have the energy for that? How would I have the confidence for that? Maybe that's part of your vision. Part of your vision for yourself is you have a vision for how it is that you want to be. You see yourself being more confident, and you realize, that's a vision that I have. I see myself being more confident and leading other people. You may have a challenge with that right now, but if that's a vision that excites you, the purpose of the vision is not that you understand how you get there. The why comes first, and then the how becomes apparent. Listen to what I just said. So many has come at visions the wrong way around. We're looking for the how first, and then we'll go, okay, I'd be comfortable with putting that why in. If you want that vision of you is that I'm a confident, vibrant, beautiful, attractive man or woman that has the ability and does lead other people, who gives back and pours out love into other people, and through that is fulfilled on a daily basis, and that's part of who you are, then that's a vision that you can have. But how do you keep that vision in front of you? Maybe you could just simply put down, you know, you can create a vision board around that. What type of home would you live in if you were that person? What type of relationship would you have with your children? What type of relationship would you have with your parents? What type of relationship would you have with your coworkers? What type of relationship would you have with your friends? How do you think you would walk? How do you think you would dress? What type of car do you think you would drive? In other words, when you put yourself there, then suddenly you open up your eyes to so many different other ways of doing it. Here's another thing. Why not try experiencing new things? Why not try and shake it up just a little bit? Do things just a little bit differently. Choose different ways that you can actually do it. How could you do that? Well, you know, you could pamper yourself. You could go out there and you don't have to spend tremendous amounts of money, but you could find ways to experience new things that will help you just be open to new ideas. You could change your routine. Too often our thinking gets locked down, stagnant, and stuck and in a routine. What could we do? We can simply shake up the routine. Through shaking up the routine, as simple as brushing your teeth with the other hand, brushing your hair the other way, driving to work a different way, eating something different for breakfast, working out in the morning, deciding to get up 30 minutes earlier and going for a walk so you feel more awake, live, and vibrant. In other words, Jamie, instead of just in the break room, sitting down and just doing nothing, perhaps bringing a book with you, you know, bringing other magazines that people say, wow, you're reading the Robb Report, that's for millionaires. You go, I'm dream developing. I'm deciding what it is that I want to create in my life. You know, you're reading books about great leaders. And people say, why are you reading books about great leaders? Because I'm deciding who I want to become in my life. Maybe it's one of these people, or maybe it's just a combination of those people. But truly, you, it's all open for you. You get to do it. But once you do it, remember this. It's not something you do just once. It's something that you do over again because it's fun. It's liberating. It's energy creating, and you capture it. You write it down, and maybe in the beginning it's long-winded. It's not very precise. It might feel like it's all over the shop. But remember, it's like a director. you don't get the picture in one go. You begin to distill it down to its essence. You then distill it down to its essence, and you can soon find images that capture it. And suddenly you'll have images that describe where you want to go. You have a new vision for your life as to what you want. You have new little captions that are underneath it, so that when you review it, not only do you review it, you've got dominant, powerful pictures in your mind that are compelling you to move towards it. And you've got the emotion of it. In fact, you're living in it, and it's drawing you to it. And you're going, I got it! I can help some other people. And truly, not only have you got it, you're going to keep getting it, and it's going to keep getting better. Because if you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts. You go, I get how to do that. That liberates your energy. I feel I know how to do that, and inspires your hopes. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Decide that you're going to do what it is that we talked about here today. Find, develop, and encourage yourself and build your dreams. And then encourage and inspire other people to do the same. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day. We love every single one of you and look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Have a brilliant day.
You know, it's always great as we start off our day, and each day's a little bit different. And that's what makes today so cool. Here's Garrett saying, follow your dream. Find it and go after it. And I think so many times in life, we go through trying to fulfill somebody else's dream that they've given us, instead of following our own dreams, our own desires, our own passion. You know, he mentioned Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life. And one of the things in Rick's book, is, as I've grown to know him a little bit and talk to him at the Catalyst conferences, is that what he tried to fulfill in there was the fact that every person has a purpose, but most people never know what that purpose is. And that's why I think that book has become an international bestseller over the years, is because people are always looking for something. They don't want to be complacent in life, but yet that's where most of us end up, because of the fact we're following somebody else's dream. You know, having grown up in and around network marketing all of my life, I've been able to watch my mom and my dad and use them as an example. And God love them both. I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't have the success that I have today except for their upbringing. But it was funny, as I was growing up, knowing that my mom was following her dream and how she took and started at the bottom of Tupperware and then made it all the way to the top, and the cars and the toys and the trips and the excitement that she shared with me at a young age, carrying her Hostess bag. And then I watched her again in the 80s as she went to Mary Kay and did the same thing all over again and went to the top and had all the goodies. But at the same time, I'd watch my dad. And my dad, somewhere along the line, became a little bit more complacent. He'd go out and he'd try to sell Electrolux vacuum cleaners, or he'd try Amway. But he didn't have that same drive, that same desire as my mom did, because his dream was different. His passions were different. And although he wanted to be like her and to do it that way, that just wasn't in his makeup. And very quickly he found out that there were other things that he loved to do, you know, but he always supported her in her dream. And that's what we have to do. We can't live somebody else's dream. So there's really, as we're looking at it today, because I don't have any host on the call with me, I'm going to give you all some powerful questions that you can ask yourself so that you can find out, am I following, am I living my dream, and am I following my dream? And I think that's the key. The first one is, ask yourself this. It's called the ownership question. Is my dream really my dream? You know, that's the basic foundation. If you're in a network marketing company and you joined it for whatever reason, maybe because you felt pressured at an opportunity meeting, or you watched an infomercial and felt, man, I can do this, or you were online and struck up a virtual relationship with somebody and they said they were going to be there to help you do it, and then they disappeared. Whatever it is, find out why you truly are in that company. Don't quit the profession, maybe, but find out if you need to go to a different company, if you need to find a company that you're passionate about. The second question, it's called the clarity question. Do I clearly see my dream? So many times we just write down the goal. You know, we talked about this yesterday on the show. We never put a plan of action down. We never write it out. You know, I can remember in 1991, 92, we had come back from our first trip to Destin. We were going through some changes. I was getting out of one career and moving into another, and I read a book that said, write down what your ideal day would be. And, man, I got out and I wrote it down. Man, I'll be living at the beach. I'll be driving to work up and down the beach and working in an office that looks over the Gulf of Mexico. Well, you know what? It was 10 years later. And although the dream never died, it did change. I now drive up and down the beach out of relaxation and to listen to my lovely wife tell me about the next book she's writing. My office is in my home, which is a block off the beach. We live on an island that people come here and spend a week to 10 days and then have to go home, and we have the privilege of living here year-round. You know, if you write down and have clarity for whatever that goal, that dream, that passion, that purpose is, I guarantee you'll be able to reach it. The third question is the reality question. Am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? See, a lot of times in network marketing, we get caught up in the hype. A new company launches, people will tell you, just join, just get in the compensation plan, and we'll do the rest of the work for you. You jump in, you get in, and you never see any money, and you say, oh, it didn't work. Well, that's because you're relying on other people. You cannot rely on other people. You cannot rely just on the company. They can have the greatest marketing. They can have the most wonderful product. They can have the greatest leadership. But if you don't get off your butt and do something, it doesn't matter. I see great companies every day. I talk to CEOs and top field leaders, and they're so passionate about what they do and what's all there for them. But then they have great potential leaders in their organizations that are not doing anything. They're waiting for their upline leaders to do it. You cannot do that. You have to ask that reality. Am I really working and depending on factors? Am I really working or am I depending on factors outside of my control to achieve my dream? These are powerful questions, guys. The passion question. Does my dream compel me to follow it? You know, I'm gonna jump off the subject of network marketing for a second, because if anybody's over there and they look at my Facebook or they look at my websites or they look at my son's websites, they see that our real passion, why we do everything that we do, is so that we can take a pilgrimage to Atlanta in the fall of every year to the Catalyst Conference. Because for about a week, we get to serve in a way that the people we're serving never really know who we are. We get to watch as 15,000 leaders from across the world show up to be trained and mentored and to build new relationships with each other and some of the most powerful leaders in the business world. And I'm not talking about, it's not really just in the business world. It's across the board. There guys like John Maxwell, guys like Dave Ramsey, Lanny Donahoe, Francis Chin, I mean, Jim Collins, you know, Malcolm Gladwell. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that are there. Tony Dungy from the NFL. These are top players that come in to train these young leaders, and we're sitting there making sure that their experience is something that is memorable, that they have the right handouts, that they have chairs to set in, that the stuff gets transferred from one building to the other, that the building's open on time, that the trash is picked up, that the bathrooms are clean. You know, those are the things that we do because we're passionate about that. We're passionate about our dream of helping people in devastated areas in the United States after hurricanes and natural disasters. That's what drives us. It's not the business. The business really provides the income. It provides the financial means to accomplish so that we don't have to go out as a nonprofit organization and raise more funds. It's what brings strategic partners in that say, we just want to be part of this. We want to help you help those people. We want to help rebuild a home. We want to donate Walmart gift cards and Home Depot gift cards. So you got to know. You've got to have a passion. If I take it back to network marketing, my passion in network marketing revolves around helping other people, helping them to succeed. In the 20 some odd years I've been in this business now, I've been able to rise to the top in two companies, both in the terms of income and or the growth of our organization. And in doing so, we did it because we were there to help people that were sometimes 30, 40 levels deep that we weren't even getting paid for. That we were just there to help them rise up to what they were looking for, where they wanted to go. So does my dream compel me to follow it? Ask yourself that question. And if your dream revolves around the brand of your company, then I really strongly suggest you call Jim or myself or John and say, guys, I think maybe my dream's a little skewed. Help me out here. Because it should never be around the company that you're with. It should be around what it's in it for you and your family and what you're trying to accomplish. The fifth question, the pathway question. Do I have a strategy to reach my dreams? We talked yesterday. You have to have an RPM, a results-focused, purpose-driven, massive action plan that each day propels you to go one step further and one step further and one step further. See, that's the key. You know, and I think that's the most awesome thing out there. And when you put that plan of action together, things are going to change. I've got a 8x11 notebook that I have my daily action plan in. I pull my calendars down each day and I look at them and see what I'm doing. And yeah, things will change, but the outcomes don't. The focus doesn't. But without an action plan, without that roadmap, you don't know where you're going or what you're doing. And the sixth question, it's the people question. Have I included the people I need to include to realize my dream? See, my mentor, John Maxwell, says there's no Lone Rangers. And when you dig deep into that statement, you realize that no great person that we've ever heard of that accomplished anything did it by themselves. You know, Columbus discovered America, but he did it with a crew guiding the ship. President Obama became the president, but he couldn't do it without an inner circle. We don't win wars because a general does the strategy. We win the wars because of the troops. You don't end up with one man walking on the moon. You end up with a whole group at NASA helping him get there. So you have to include the people that you need. So if you're sitting here wondering, man, what can I do to build my business? What can I do to follow my dream? Ask yourself those six questions. You can find those six questions in a wonderful book called Put Your Dream to the Test by John Maxwell. It also comes along with a nice companion book that you can buy that's a workbook. You can actually walk yourself through it called My Dream Map. Folks, nothing in life is worth going after if you don't know where you're going to end up. You have to have that dream. It has to be your dream. You have to bring the people with you. And you've got to know that deep inside it's going to help you fulfill that purpose that every person was put here for. When you do that, the rest is history. All of a sudden your business starts to grow, your personal relationships get stronger, people come into your life that you're able to help. And what happens is all of a sudden, a generation or two down the line, you start to realize that your grandkids are doing the same thing. That you hear your words in them. You watch your kids go out there and pull in a lot of your values, but then create their own and go after their own dreams and passions. That's what life is truly about. You know, each morning we try to give everybody just a little bit of nuggets, no matter what company you're in, no matter what niche you're in, no matter what industry you're in. Radio for Your Mind is here for the people. And each and every day we just find gratification. Into sharing. And that's the fun time. 4 days a week. On Fridays, we do Feedback Friday for the company that Garrett is with and that the rest of us have positions in, that is just a wonderful little company. But we're here for you guys. You know, so tomorrow, Radio for Your Mind. I look forward to hearing from all of you that are on the call. I see we filled up the switchboard. And remember, Aces Radio Live, Friday afternoons, 5 to 6 Central. We got some special guests. Go check out the website. It's going to be awesome. On behalf of Jim Gilhouse, John, Matt, myself, Mark Layton, we want to say thank you for taking 30 minutes out of your day to let us put some nuggets of thoughts in, to listen what Garrett has to say, so that your day can get off on the right foot and you can follow your dreams. Remember, live life with passion and never, never give up. We'll see you tomorrow.